Hey guys, it's Tim here with another Bite of the Day. So earlier this morning, Brunei Time, ASUS revealed the prices of their Ultrabooks, which they are naming ZenBooks. An Ultrabook is basically an Intel marketing term which they are using to describe a new category of laptops, which are basically like the MacBook Air. Thin and light, mainstream processing power, relatively decent battery life, quick startup and resume times by utilizing technologies such as SSDs, and all this starting at under $1,000. So coming back to the actual announcement itself, ASUS revealed a 11-inch as well as a 13-inch model. The 11-inch, the UX21, starts at $999, whereas the 13-inch starts at $1,099. In terms of battery life, they're talking about 5 or 7 hours. In terms of dimensions and weight, it is very similar to the MacBook Airs. So you know it's going to be sleek and relatively lightweight. They both run on SSDs and come with a Core i5 or i7, so that you'll just have a decent, I guess, pretty good experience with a Windows 7 Home Premium that it comes with. In terms of ports and connectivity, it has two USB ports, and one of them is USB 3.0, so this will be great for those who have USB 3.0 hard drives. You will be able to get the maximum data transfer rates possible. It doesn't have any Ethernet port, and it doesn't have any DVD drives or SD card slot on the 11-inch. The SD card slot is available on the 13-inch. In terms of display outputs, there's micro HDMI and mini VGA. UberGizmo reports that a mini VGA to VGA adapter is, as well as a USB to Ethernet adapter is bundled with the device itself, so that's great that you don't have to buy them separately. They have Bang Olufsen speakers enhancements that will be great for, I guess, for those audiophiles or just people who want good sound quality out of the device. So it has a webcam as well, 0.3 megapixels. Obviously, that has the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth version 4.0. At the end of the day, think of this as an evolution of the netbook. Netbooks were good for what they provided at a cheap price, but they had compromises in terms of screen size, which was small, and basically the processor wasn't that fantastic. Ultrabooks would be able to be run by anybody and should be able to be used for any work that you can throw at it, any decent, normal, standard, run-of-the-mill work, I guess. So I'll be interested to see when more of these Ultrabooks hit Brunei and see what they cost here. And do consider an Ultrabook for your next laptop. Thanks for listening, guys.